Good morning. The Grace Hour this morning continues its look at the five doctrines that helped to define the Protestant Reformation of the 16th century. Today we will look at the doctrine of sola fide, which literally means faith alone. More properly, it is a reference to the Protestant belief that salvation is through faith alone. From as far back as the 16th century, the Roman Catholic Church came up with teachings concerning how fallen human nature could please God and thereby obtain favor with God. This is contrary to biblical truth. Essentially, sola fide concerns the Christian doctrine of justification. Justification is a legal status. It means being declared righteous by God. Sola fide was a reply to the Roman Catholic Church's mixing of faith and works as the means of justification. Sola fide confronts the inherent human inclination to perform meritorious acts in order to be on the best of terms with God. Or to put it another way, sola fide confronts the human inclination that wants to earn the right to be declared righteous by God. In some respects, sola fide, or faith alone, confronts the human tendency of wanting to make God feel obliged to declare one righteous because of one's good works. The Protestant reformers, such as Martin Luther and John Calvin, insisted that faith alone, in the person and work of Christ alone, formed the basis for a person to be declared righteous by God. The reformers declared that faith alone, in the person and work of Christ alone, formed the basis for a person to experience justification. The reformers stood on scripture portions such as Romans chapter 3 and verse 28, where the Apostle Paul said, "A man is justified by faith apart from the deeds of the law." Essentially, sola fide was a repudiation of legalism. For no ordinary human being could ever perfectly keep God's laws. The Apostle Paul taught that since no human being could perfectly keep God's laws, then no one could merit justification on one's own. The truth that faith alone guards is that the only righteousness by which a sinner can be placed in a state of perfect acceptance before God is the righteousness of Christ, graciously imputed to sinners. Imputed is a peculiar word. It could be understood as having something credited to your account. So, when a sinner believed the gospel message and repented of his or her sins, the righteousness of Christ was credited to that sinner's account. Whereas Protestants believe that the righteousness of Christ is imputed to the sinner's account at the point of salvation, 16th century Roman Catholic theology held that justification describes an infused righteousness, not an imputed righteousness. Furthermore, the Roman Church held to the view that this infusion commences at infant baptism and may be increased or indeed decreased, even to the point of being lost altogether by a person through his or her own works. Roman Catholics agree that for salvation, sinners need Christ by grace through faith. But they also believe that sinful humans can cooperate with grace in order to earn salvation. For them, faith is closely connected with works for justification. The Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 5:21 said, "God the Father made Jesus Christ, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him." And in Philippians chapter 3 and verses 7 through to 9, the Apostle Paul shared that human beings could actually receive God's perfect righteousness through faith in Christ. Hear the words of the Apostle. "But what things were gain to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ. And here's a key part now. And be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith. Jesus Christ lived a perfect life. Jesus died to provide a perfect sacrifice, and he paid the price to provide a transfer of his own perfection, that is, the righteousness that God requires of sinful humanity. At the cross, all of humanity's sins were laid on Christ. At the cross, all of Christ's righteousness was laid upon those who believe the gospel and who have repented of their sins. At the cross, the worst about the sinner, which was everything about the sinner, was laid on Christ. And at the cross, the best about Christ, which is everything about him, was laid on the sinner who repented of his sins. Hence, we speak of Christ's righteousness being imputed to the sinner. God's standard for every human being is perfect obedience and perfect conformity to his laws. All of us fail in that regard. Indeed, we read in Romans chapter 3 and verse 23, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. God knew the incapacity of human beings to perfectly fulfill his laws. Hence, he sent the Lord Jesus Christ to not only die as a substitute for sinners, but also to live in the place of sinners. So, Christians can truly say that Christ died in our place and that Christ also lived in our place. In the Bible, we see that God's law is good and is fulfilled perfectly in Christ. Christians indeed meet the demands of the law through faith in Christ. By faith, God declares the sinner righteous for Christ's sake. God's righteousness is given through faith alone. But faith itself is not what justifies the sinner. Christ's righteousness is what makes sinners righteous, and that comes through faith. Put another way, through faith alone, we are made righteous, and that righteousness produces the fruit of good works. Christians are not declared righteous by God because of their good works. Rather, Christians do good works because they have been declared righteous by God. We are not saved by our good works, but having been saved, we do good works. Faith alone always results in good works and the desire to obey God. Faith alone stands as a steady guide for freedom and joyful living for the believer walking with God. The gift of faith God supplies so that sinners can be declared righteous and can therefore stand before God. Salvation by faith alone frees the Christian to no longer fixate on the self and instead to focus on Christ. It is a wonderful thing to have standing before God. This is not something that is intrinsic to us human beings. Rather, it is a status imputed to human beings who surrender their lives to Christ, repent of their sins, believe the gospel, and receive Christ's forgiveness of sins. Today is a good day to be declared righteous in the eyes of a holy God. Today is a good day to repent of your sins and turn your life over to the Lord Jesus Christ. Until next week, may the Lord bless you greatly.